Okay, we'll flip back to one more scenario, which is we'll go back to her finishing 5 years of endocrine therapy, but let's assume that it was an aromatase inhibitor that she got up front, which you said is what you would give her if you had seen her in the beginning. Let's assume she takes the aromatase inhibitor for 5 years, her bones are fine, she's not having any problems with arthralgias. What would you do when she hits the five-year point?
Yeah, I know there isn't clinical data, but I am offering women continuing aromatase inhibitors, and I think we're going to have a tough time answering this question. I look at the existing trials. NSABP, I know, is doing, you know, they all have this base where you have some selection, but they have 5 years of hormone therapy, which could be an AI, and they're randomizing to AIs versus not, you know, kind of placebo-controlled more than 5 years. ABCSG, Austrian Breast Cancer Group 16, has got the same base of 5 years of prior hormone therapy. They're randomizing to 2 years of anastrozole versus 5 years of anastrozole. And the International Breast Cancer Study Group, not to be outdone if you want your favorite, you know, standard regimen, has 5 years of prior hormone therapy, and they're randomizing to 5 years of an AI or 5 years of ANI with a 3-month interruption per year to let the estrogen kind of come back. So their base has to be, you have to say, well, if you have to choose, maybe their base would be 10 years of an AI. So when you have these three trials going out using different kind of durations, I think it's going to be very, very difficult to get at a definitive answer. And maybe the prevention trials that are placebo controlled, which might give us a little clearer signal about the side effects compared to placebo, might answer that question. You know, there's IBIS-2, which is anastrozole versus placebo and otherwise healthy postmenopausal women. And we're involved with MAP3, which is exemestane versus placebo. And those two will give us toxicity profiles for aromatase inhibitors against placebo.